Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. How is everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Well, I woke up early this morning, just a little extra early, because I don't feel good. I don't know what it is. It just feels like I'm going to have a seizure. But I decided even though I feel bad, I would still do a podcast. I think it's been about a month and a half, maybe 2 months since I had my last seizure. The last one I had, if I recall correctly, was very small. It wasn't a big one that knocked me out where I ended up sore and in the floor in a different room of the house. I just ended up in my bed, and I woke up knowing that I had a seizure. I hope I don't have another one. That's why I just got up and I took my medication. I did end up drinking one of my caffeinated beverages this morning, just so I could get on and do a podcast, but I still don't feel good. But I'm going to do a podcast anyway. I'm going to do a rant. It's just days like this that make me keep wondering if the seizure's going to come. That's the thing about epilepsy. When you get an aura, you always wonder if the seizure's next. And that's what I'm having right now. I'm having an aura. And I need to go to the store to pick up some necessities. And I've already called about a ride to go to the store. So I'm waiting for a ride right now to get to the store to pick up the necessities that I need. I hope I don't have a seizure in the store. I hope I don't have one at all. But like I said, today's just one of those days. I just feel like I'm going to have one anyway. Maybe I'll pay my ride just to go pick up everything that I need for me. That way I don't have to leave the house. That way I won't have one in public somewhere. Maybe in the middle of Walmart or anything like that. I'm just so afraid of epilepsy. I'm so afraid of these seizures. Even though I've been living with them for 20 years. The last one is always scary. And I'm always scared of the next one. I take my medication the way it's prescribed. I take it daily, 3 times a day. I don't indulge in caffeine or sugar. Even though I do drink caffeine every day, I don't indulge after I have my first caffeinated drink of the day. I don't drink sodas anymore. I just drink sweet tea because even though I do drink a little bit of caffeine in the mornings, I am afraid of caffeine. I'm afraid that too much will cause me to have a seizure. That's why I try to avoid soft drinks and sodas. But I do enjoy having a caffeinated beverage whenever I wake up in the morning to give me some energy to do my podcast. Even though I don't feel well today, I'm still putting out a rant. It's because if I don't, all I would really do is just sit around, wallow around, and just worry about how bad I'm going to feel. As long as I do a podcast, even though I am ranting about having a seizure, it still allows me to put my mind somewhere else and focus on something else other than just feeling bad and worrying about the next seizure coming in. Being able to get these feelings out helps me a lot because it takes my mind off of how my body's feeling, and being able to put out the good news stories, today's holidays, and celebrity birthdays, it gives me something else to focus on other than how I feel. I'm just glad I have something to do every day that gives me somewhere to focus other than on how I'm feeling when I'm feeling bad on the days that I feel bad. If nothing else, just the fact that I'm feeling bad gives me something to rant about. I gotta rant out, and that's what I try to do 6 days a week, is get a 5-minute rant out. And then I try to tell you about today's holidays. Is today a holiday? Of course it is. As we found out, every day's a holiday. Let's just see what holidays are today. Today is Argyle Day, Bubble Bath Day, Earth's Rotation Day, National English Toffee Day, National Joy Germ Day, National Man Watchers Day, National Winter Skin Relief Day, Show and Tell at Work Day, War on Poverty Day, and World Typing Day. There are a lot of holidays being celebrated today. Many reasons to celebrate. Just pick one. Now let's find some good news. Something to brighten our day up. I sure could use some good news today to brighten my day up. Let's just see what we can find. Here's some good news from China. In China, 2020 was bid farewell with a flurry of fireworks and the scratching off of 200 million metric tons of plastic straws from the nation's pollution inventory. The anticipated ban comes into effect first with two items, plastic straws and single-use shopping bags, with other single-use plastics to follow. They are one of fewer than 10 nations to ban plastic straws outright. The ban was announced in the party's new 5-year plan in January 2020 and aims to reduce plastic pollution while moving to integrate biodegradable alternatives starting with plastic straws. But there is something unique that makes a plastic straw ban in China more impactful than other countries, and it isn't the fact that they are the most populous nation. It's that paper and polyactic compound acid straws will replace plastic ones in the people's favorite drink, tapioca pearl tea, also known as milk or bubble tea. Chinese consumers love bubble and milk tea. These treats, often taking the place of the West's morning coffee, are drank through plastic straws, larger and thicker than those we would recognize from a McDonald's, as they must be able to accommodate the movement of the bubbles of tapioca pudding. In 2018, an estimated 500,000 chains sold bubble tea in China, and the to-go beverage market in the country rose 9.3% in 2020 to $80 billion. Milk tea chains like Nayuki in Shanghai have already been using paper straws for most of the year in anticipation of the first phase of the plastic ban scheduled to start in 2021. Supermarkets like Careful and RT Mart are also tightening their fiscal belts as single-use plastic shopping bags are banned as well, with replacements in the form of biodegradable bags, rentable baskets, or for purchase reusable bags taking the form as the major alternatives. One Chinese news agency reports that while prices for biodegradable alternatives to straws and bags are more expensive, the ban has seen the market share for bioplastics skyrocket to an expected $7.3 billion in 2025 and a further doubling to $13.9 billion by 2030. Suggesting the cost will rapidly decrease as more entrepreneurs enter the market with new technologies. Well, I see someone's onto something here with biodegradable cups and straws. That's one thing we don't see in America. We still see styrofoam and plastic cups and plastic straws, and a lot of us don't take the time to recycle them. There aren't recycling bins located in the fast food restaurants that we all eat at. That would be a better idea before the idea of recyclable straws and cups come over here. Would be the idea to put recycling bins in all of our fast food restaurants so we could put our straws and our cups in there for them to be recycled. It's just an idea. Now let's move on to some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who all got 1 year older today. Game show host Bob Eubanks turns 83 today. Actress Michelle Forbes turns 56. Actress Amber Benson turns 44. Actress Sarah Polley turns 42. And actress Gabby Hoffman turns 39. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, if nothing else, I got a rant out, and I just don't feel that good. I'm just glad I was able to stick to my schedule. I'm probably going to spend the rest of the day reading and watching YouTube videos and just hoping the day passes by to where I feel better by the end of the day. I just thank you for tuning in, and know that as long as I'm feeling okay, I'm going to put out a rant. Today's holidays, some good news, and some celebrity birthdays. So again, I just thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.